What a difference an election makes. This week, of course, President Obama loses his Democratic Congress as the GOP takes control of the House. That's the result of 63 local contests where voters traded a Democrat for a Republican. The ideological transition may be most pronounced in New York's 19th district. There, a former 70s pop star turned anti-nuclear activist turned congressman is being replaced by a former eye surgeon who wants to see the health care bill repealed and a lot less federal intervention in business. But the new congresswoman also took an unconventional path to politics, just like her rock star predecessor. WNYC's Anna Sale reports.
For two more days, this is the congressman from New York's 19th district, which stretches through the Hudson Valley into parts of Westchester County.
Everybody needs some power, I'm told.
That's John Hall singing Warm Power of the Sun. Pete Seeger is backing him up on banjo. Hall was a member of the Congressional Progressive Caucus and a reliable vote on liberal measures. Here's the new Congresswoman, Nan Haworth.
We need to wind down federal involvement in the marketplace. The Constitution, again, is a guide.
In Washington, she says, there's been too much regulation, too much spending, just too much government, she says. To use her phrase, she wants to fix what's broken, and she approaches it with the certainty of a surgeon.
That is the surgical mentality. It absolutely is. I want to fix it.
When I visited her in her local office in December, it was quiet. A few staffers were there to answer the occasional phone call or accept holiday popcorn tins. Haworth whisked in with a burst of energy, wearing a red jacket, short gray skirt, and red high heels. She'd spent her morning visiting her parents at two different local hospitals. She speaks in controlled spurts, precisely selecting each word before she lets it out. She claimed she didn't believe she could be a doctor until her would-be husband encouraged her while they were students at Princeton, but her demeanor doesn't betray an ounce of self-doubt.
I'm a perfectionist, so being an ophthalmologist, we have responsibility for a fairly small area of the body, if you will, so I could really do all I could to optimize those eyes and that visual system for my patients.
That perfectionism also led to a major career shift in 2005. After 8 years of medical training and 16 years of private practice, she retired and closed her office. She felt she wasn't being the best mother she could be to her two teenage sons.
Being one of those doctors who really would drop everything when a patient needed me, because that is what we're supposed to do as professionals. Wonderful for patients, not so nice for your kids.
She was a full-time mother for 2 years while her husband continued to practice medicine. Then she took a job as a vice president with a New York City-based healthcare advertising firm that's done campaigns for things like Pfizer's Bengay patch and Merck's nasal spray. Then came the 2008 elections. Obama won the presidency. There were Democratic supermajorities in both the House and Senate. Nan Haworth didn't like what she saw. It came up at home a lot.
My comments were frequent and vivid, and my husband, in December of 2008, suggested to me that I run for Congress.
He was joking, but he didn't tell her that until after she won the election. That was after she campaigned on repealing the health care overhaul and scaling back the new financial regulations crafted by Senator Chris Dodd and Congressman Barney Frank.
There is going to be an impetus to unwind Dodd-Frank. The goal of fundamentally trying to assure that consumers are not taken advantage of, especially small investors, those of us who aren't expert. No question, that's laudable. But the means, again, is the problem, and this is an enormously costly bill, that will actually reduce opportunities.
Her position on financial regulation will be key, as she's landed a spot on the House Financial Services Committee. Here, she says she wants to make it clear that the government will not be doing any more bailing out of banks that take on too much risk. But she doesn't think more regulation is the answer either. She says more agency rules restrain the free market without necessarily preventing any of the excesses, pointing to the regulator's failure to catch the Madoff investment scheme.
I don't expect those inherent defects somehow miraculously to be resolved by conferring even more power on regulatory bodies.
Haworth knows, of course, that anything she and the Republican caucus pass in the House will have to get through the democratically controlled Senate and not get vetoed by President Obama. She knows that means that the various repeals and spending cuts she campaigned on won't necessarily become law, but neither will measures that only get Democrat support.
I don't want to be merely a contrarian or obstructive at all. I was hired to get many things done, but hired as well to stop potentially damaging things from being done.
Do no harm, says the former doctor. And just what that means for the rep from New York's 19th district will be a radically different diagnosis in this new Congress. For WNYC, I'm Anna Sale.